Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To me, it's the worst loss of the year for the New York Yankees. And I know they blew a four-run lead against a division rival in Tampa Bay, and this is a West Coast National League team. You can't be less important of a regular season game. I get that. But when they blew that game, when Williams gave up that four-run inning and they lost to Tampa Bay in extras, they were riding a five-game winning streak. They ended up winning the next night, and they took three or four from that series. Like that, right now, the Yankees are scuffling. The Yankees are not getting good starts outside of Rodon and Fried. They've lost the last two series to lousy teams at the bottom of their division. They're not playing well. And to have Rodon do it again, who is now pitching to a sub-1 ERA over his last four starts, and to be cruising, even after, like, he's playing a tough team that has a good top of the lineup and a good offense overall. They're 11 games over 500. He's dealing with the weather. He's dealing with a rain delay. And yet he just breezes through 6 1/3 or 6 2/3. He has been utterly brilliant. And I was going to, it wasn't the night for it tonight. Maybe I get into it tomorrow because the Knicks are the story. I'm going to do mostly Knicks here. It's still a May 5th baseball game. As frustrating as it is and as pissed off as I am and as angry at Devin Williams as I am, and as much as I'd love to, fight with all the Aaron Boone haters, it's about the Knicks tonight. But I got to tell you, that is, considering it's Rodon right now, the way he's pitching, considering him and Max Fried are the only two starting pitchers you could trust at the moment, you can't lose one of their games. You can't. You can't get a gem from one of them and lose it. You just can't. Not when you have Cookie Carrasco and Will Warren in the rotation and a off-injured Clark Schmidt, who I don't even know what you're going to get later tonight from him. That's a game you can't lose right now. So to me, that's the worst loss of the season for the New York Yankees. It ruins another great start for Carlos Rodon. I wanted to be able to give him his flowers and really talk about how great Rodon has been for this team. And instead, it's about Williams, and it's about whether or not the manager should have went to him. I have no problem with it. You could have Cruz throws two pitches in that seventh to get out of that inning on a wild pitch. The runner coming home from third is out at the plate. You could have absolutely stuck with him. He threw two pitches. He's thrown a lot, right? He threw two innings the other night. Even that's not the real issue. The issue is you're trying to get Williams going. He had three consecutive scoreless innings. You're trying to get him back feeling himself. He's got a three-run lead against the bottom of the lineup. You're set up. There's a formula. You have him for the eighth. You have Weaver for the ninth. You could have absolutely brought back Cruz. I get it. But I don't have a problem with going to him in the eighth inning with a three-run lead against the bottom of the order. And then he goes to Weaver, the closer, before the inning is blown. All Weaver has to do is get one out between two hitters. And they have the lead. Weaver was terrible in the game as well. It's not about the manager every time they lose. It's just not. Weaver sucked in this game again. Williams. You cannot walk Ward, the eight hitter. You can't walk him. That's the problem. Then he gets a blue pit off a base off a broken bat, and then he walks after a big strikeout of Tatis. He has another walk to load the bases. You've got to be more consistent, but they're trying to get him going. You can't just forget about Devin Williams. I know we'd all like to. Many of you probably said the same thing about Clay Holmes last year. Once he was removed from the closer role, forget about him. I don't want him on the playoff roster. I can't tell you how many calls I took. Don't even put him on the playoff roster. You can't pitch him in big moments. And then he goes out and throws 9 consecutive scoreless innings in the postseason. You've got to get Devin Williams right. Pitching him in games like this is part of it. It wasn't a 1-run game in the 9th. It was a 3-run game against the bottom of the order, and he struck out the first hitter. Devin Williams and Weaver have to be better. That loss pissed me off, and it kind of, until I started talking about the Knicks again in the show, I was kind of had my mood dampened. But we're going to focus mainly on the Knicks because that's the story. But yes, in my estimation, that was the worst loss of the Yankee season so far. They're still in first place. It's still May 5th. But it pissed me off and annoyed me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.